there is a mentality out there that thinks that you can do this. I personally have known people who have done this, you know, thinking, and I've mentioned this on here before, you know, a guy that I grew up with, he was a guy who was supposed to be a youth pastor and everything at one point, said it's okay because, you know, for him to cheat on his wife because it's all forgiven in God. So, you know, he can just do whatever he wants.
Was this like before or after?
This was after he was at our church. And I was just like,
no, before or after he cheated, though.
That part, I don't know.
Yeah, because he was, I think it was after. Justify it or something.
Maybe. Yeah, I think it was after and he was trying to justify it. And I'm just like, no, there is no excuse for a Christian to live that way. I mean, like, look what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. Mm-hmm. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? And of course, Jesus himself said, go and sin no more when he caught that woman in adultery, right? He didn't say, you know, go and, you know, sin because, hey, I got you covered. You know, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
He was like, go and sin no more. You know, so I mean, like, there is that sense, that directive really from the Bible that once we're born again, that we have the freedom to choose not to sin, and it is our responsibility to do that.
And I think it's good to make a differentiation for people who are maybe like new to the faith and are listening right now that we're not necessarily talking about like there's a difference between like repenting and then being in sin too, where it's like, okay, I made a mistake, but I openly admit it. Yes. I bring it before the Lord, and someone who's just willfully like, oh, you know what? I could just sin and it's all good. And like, you know, God's just going to forgive me. Like those are two different things.
Yeah, exactly. Like you nailed it right on the head there. There's, sure, everyone's going to sin at some point because no one is sinless. But the thing is, as Christians, we should be striving to be more and more like God. So the sinning should be less over time. And so, you know, that's where we should be. Not that we're, hey, you know what? Jesus died for me. My sins are forgiven back at the cross. I can do whatever I want because, you know, my sins are forgiven back at the cross.
I don't really know how to... Like, where do they even get that from, though? Because it's pretty clear even right there.
Yeah.
Like I'm actually curious. Like, sometimes we hear very interesting things. We'll just put a nice word on it and say interesting. And I'm like, man, like, I don't understand. Like, where does the theology come from? This would be an interesting discussion.
Yeah. I mean, like, it is false teaching, of course, because that's not what the Bible teaches.
Yeah.
It's taking the scriptures and twisting it.
Yeah. Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
To get out of it. Yeah.
Yeah.